Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
No! Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to a Wednesday night Bible study. We thank God for this opportunity to be here one more time. We're thanking God for keeping us, thanking God for saving us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I am so grateful to be here on today, to be here with you all, to be able to bring the word for tonight in our Bible study as we're still studying spiritual warfare and deliverance, which we face day in and day out. Amen. So let us pray as we prepare to, you know, to go through this Bible study to receive in the name of Jesus Christ and decree and declare over our life that we are free. Hallelujah. That Jesus has set us free and we are free indeed. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, oh God. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you. Oh Lord, we ask that you move mighty right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness, oh God. Hallelujah, knowing that all we need will be added unto us, Father God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive right now divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word to understand it so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you to allow the scripture and what is learned on tonight to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, amen, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for giving your angels charge over to Father God in all our ways. Thank you, Father God, it's you that provide for us, Lord God, for you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Lord God, that teachers come and teachers still, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you again still. We thank you, Lord God. We come asking to receive, Lord God, knowledge and wisdom, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word, as they ask, and it shall be given unto us. So we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare we will not be blinded or tempted by Satan in his many subtle ways of deception. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, increase our spirit of discernment to discern that of evil that is good. Amen. And to operate according to your word. Amen. And according to your righteousness. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you right now. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every fighting spirit, every spirit of rebellion. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression, anxiety, fear, words. We come against it right now, every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, discomfort, pain, right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way. We speak to every spirit in our life, in our bloodline, in our homes, in all that we have outside the Holy Spirit to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. All that you are doing, all that you've done and all that you're about to do right now in this Bible study, they may all be delivered and set free by the lesson that's going forth on tonight. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone that's here in Bible study. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you all remember last week, we were talking about double-mindedness. We were talking about how double-mindedness produces a spirit of rejection, rebellion, amen. And we talked about that before we closed out on last night, last Wednesday. So tonight, you all, we're going to start off in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verse 20. Hallelujah. 21, verse 20. And we're going to go right on in. We're still on the subject of dealing with double-mindedness, but also what comes from double-mindedness, the spirit of rebellion and then rejection. So we're talking about now demonic spirits associated with rebellion. So we go over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verse 20. Hallelujah. 21, verse 20. Amen. Amen. So understand that demonic, we're going to talk about demonic spirits associated with rebellion. Amen. So stubbornness, you all, is one. Stubbornness, it includes an anti-submissiveness, unteachableness, and idolatry. Stubbornness is being stiff-necked, you all, and refusing to submit to a yoke. Characteristics of stubbornness include inability to receive ministry, unable to hear correction, always right, and the like, you all. Stubbornness is also connected to drunkenness and gluttony. When we look over in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verse 20, we see it here. The Bible says, and they shall say to the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Amen. So we see it here in the book of Deuteronomy. Stubbornness keeps you from being steadfast. We go over to Psalm the book of Psalm, chapter 78, verse 8. And I'm going to slow down a little bit, you all. We weren't going to keep you all long today. We just thank God to be on the call tonight. We didn't know if we were going to be able to be on. Just trusting God for full restoration, Pastor Manning. And God is doing a new thing, amen? He is doing a new thing, and we just thank God that each day he's getting stronger every day, right? Amen, amen. So we just want to make sure we get on tonight. Hallelujah, just trusting God. We have convocation this week, so starting tomorrow I'll be in service at the Rock, the Church on the Rock, Church on the Rock. Amen. Now, in the book of Psalm 78, verse 8, the Bible says, and that they should not like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. So we see it here, you all. Stubbornness keeps you from being steadfast. Israel was stubborn. Israel was also double-minded. Amen. Hallelujah. Which also means backsliding, rebellious. The word in Hebrew is karar. C-A-R-A-R, meaning backsliding, rebellious, revolter, mindedness is the root cause of backsliding, you all. Israel was stiff-necked and resisted the Holy Spirit. If you go over to the book of Acts with me, the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 51, the book of Acts, amen, hallelujah. Yes, it's Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Amen. Good to see Evangelist Kimberly Redford in Bible study. God bless you, sister, and your family. My husband said, good job. Pastor Manny said, good job on that sermon. Amen. And he said he received it. Amen. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. The Bible says, you stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your father did, so do you. So do you. So stubbornness can block the flow of the Holy Spirit. Those who are stubborn will not submit to God or his spirit. And also delusion, you all, this is a demonic spirit associated with rebellion. Delusion. It includes self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction. People deceive themselves, you all, into believing they are someone they really are not. They really believe they're someone that they really are not. This is a false personality. This is how some people try to overcome rejection. They will think themselves to be someone greater or greater person, thing or actor, lover, preacher, and alike. So the spirit of delusion comes along and says, you are really somebody, amen, you are a spirit, you are spiritual or some other kind of giant. So we got to be careful of that and understand when you see the spirit, what is really going on in that person, what that spirit is working in that person. Amen. So, and then selfishness, you all, to be selfish is to be concerned chiefly or only with oneself. So King Saul became preoccupied with himself and his kingdom. He became very selfish and was preoccupied with preserving his rule and not what God was saying. So you've heard this word, narcissist, you all. Narcissist, you hear that a lot. It's a spirit. So the narcissist spirit is manifested in being extremely self-centered. Yes, narcissist, a person in Greek mythology known for his beauty, fell in love with his own reflection in the water of a spring. How do you do that? Fall in love with your own reflection, if that's not a narcissist spirit. So, again, then another witchcraft, you all, it manifests in different ways, including divination, intimidation, control, and manipulation. This is witchcraft. So Saul, a biblical example of rebellion and double-mindedness, consulted with the witch in Dora. I don't know if you all remember in the Bible, if you go over to 1 Samuel 28:7, when he wanted to get in contact with Samuel, and he went disguising himself, and the witch and the sorceress, she said,
what are you trying to do? Get me killed. She knew who it was, and he was calling for Samuel had passed away. So if you want to go over to 28, chapter 28. Let me slow down a little bit. 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 7. That is 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 7. You have water? Samuel, chapter 28. You can use that water right there. Verse 7. Excuse me, you all. Okay. Amen. Amen. I have to see after Pastor Manning here in a second here. Chapter 28, verse 7. The Bible says, then Saul said to his servants, seek out for me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a medium at Endor. Amen. So we see here, you all, in 1 Samuel, where King Saul was operating in witchcraft, or dealing with witchcraft and allowing it to operate in his life. He also manifested the spirit of witchcraft when he plotted through manipulation deceit to trap David and to take his life. You can go and see for ourselves in 1 Samuel chapter 18, I'm sorry, y'all, 18 and 19. We can see for ourselves in 18 and 19. So understanding this, and Jezebel is another of the classic examples of a person using witchcraft to gain what one desires. So we got to understand that the demon of witchcraft can also work in many other kinds of relationships, you all. A pastor may seek to control members of his or his entire congregation. A business executive may intimidate his subordinates. That's a form of witchcraft, y'all. People who habitually use manipulation or intimidation to control others open themselves to the bondage and influence of a demon of witchcraft. So if this happens, they will be unable to relate to anyone apart from these particular tactics, you all. So it will be no longer just the flesh at work, but a supernatural power that can bring whomever they control into a condition of spiritual slavery. So the whole realm of the occult falls under the umbrella of witchcraft. See, this includes false religions, fortune telling, New Age, ESP, astrology, hypnosis, Eastern religions, you all. Masonry, telepathy, palmistry, etc. These are all manifestations of rebellion, and double-minded people are usually attracted to the occult. They're attracted to the occult. So control another, control and possession, possessiveness, you all. To control is to exercise authoritative or dominating and direct. Controlling people work hard to manipulate other people, to manipulate events and circumstances to make things go their way. They always have to make things go their way. They have to manipulate it to make it go their way. They spend their waking hours trying to figure out how to spin, engineer, and manipulate situations to their advantage and gain. So these people get very upset and angry, you all, when things don't go their way. When things don't go their way, they get upset, they get angry, they get fighting mad. See, they are very convinced, they have already convinced themselves that the world around them will fall apart if they are not in control, whether it is at home or at work or wherever they are and whatever position or situation they are in. They must be in control to be comfortable. They think that nothing can be done right, nothing can happen that is any good without them and without their input and without their direction and control. Possessiveness is having or manifesting a desire to control or dominate another, especially in order to limit that person's relationships with others. We have to be very careful of this, that we're not doing it ourselves and we're not allowing other people to come in and do it to us. Amen. An excessive desire to possess and control or dominate. Understand this can be sent in individual relationships or even in relationship between leaders and followers. So we got to be very careful, even who you are under, who you allow yourself to be under in ministry as well. We have to be very careful because that spirit is operating even in the body of Christ, and it should not be. So we have to be careful. Another, you are bitterness. See, the core of the rebellious personality is the root of bitterness. If you go over to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 with me, Hebrews 12, verse 15. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all give me, I'm working with one hand here. I'm just so excited, Destiny, to have you here with us today. I really am. Thank God for you that you're able to sit up a little bit today. Amen. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 15, you all, the Bible says, you know what version you're in, the King James. I am reading from the Gospel Transformation Bible, you all, the Gospel Transformation Bible. So it may read a little bit different from your Bible. It says Hebrews 12, verse 15, the Bible says, see to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. So we see here in Hebrews 12, 15, a person can develop a root of bitterness from the hurt and pain of rejection. So the root of bitterness has related spirits, you all, including unforgiveness, rage, anger, violence, revenge, retaliation, even murder. Amen. See, the Hebrew word for bitterness is mara, and it connects bitterness and rebellion together. See, mara means to be, to cause or to make bitter or unpleasant, to rebel or to resist and cause to provoke bitter change, be disobedient, disobey grievously, you all, provocation, you all, is another here, provoking, to provoke, to rebel against. Bitterness is repressed anger, and it's connected to stubbornness, a refusal to forgive, a refusal to forgive. We have to make sure that we're not operating in this area. The rejected person often has a hard time forgiving. They have a hard time forgiving. Rejection hurts and creates offense, which requires forgiveness, you all. We have to forgive. We have been commanded to love and to forgive so that we can be forgiven. Unforgiveness can breed bitterness. Understand that unforgiveness can breed bitterness. Can we agree to that? If we're not careful, if you ever been in that place where you haven't forgiven someone, you become bitter against them, even with other relationships or even someone of that same sex. You become bitter. Some women with men, they can't move on because they haven't forgiven the last one. So then they're operating in bitterness and bitter. So you got to be careful because unforgiveness can breed bitterness. The double-minded person often vividly remembers the hurts of the past. And they continue to go back to that. They sometimes have a problem with memory recall. See, the continual memory of past offenses keeps alive unforgiveness. It keeps alive bitterness and hatred. Now, I want us to take a view at this time and go to the book of Acts. I'm going to go to a few different books here in the Bible. If you go over to the book of Acts with me, Acts chapter 8, verse 23. Sorry if it seems like I'm talking real fast, you all. I'm not going to hold you all along here tonight. And I'll open up the lines if anyone have any questions. We're going to take those here in just a bit. Amen. Just happy to be able to be on and Pastor Manning here with me on this Wednesday night. I'm going to give him some rest and stuff like that. So the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 23, the Bible says, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. I'm just talking about here the continuum. You know, we're talking about rejection and rebellion, you all, and making sure that we stay in the place that we're not operating with these spirits. Amen? Amen? And I want to talk about strife. Strife, you all, includes contention. A lot of people are operating with this spirit. They have strife. Now we have all these other spirits. If you can see how they one links up to another and to another, amen, then we operate with all types of different demonic spirits within us if we're not careful or we see this in others. Now strife includes contention and fighting, arguing, bickering, quarreling, and the like, you all. So the double-minded person, remember, we're talking about double-minded and what all connected to the ones that are operating double-minded and how the enemy uses to master, to manipulate, amen, God's people. Amen. So the double-minded person is always in a storm in relationships. They are many broken. They're in many broken relationships that result from double-mindedness. So if you see someone that always in and out of relationships, broken relationships, because they become broken because they operate with double mindedness. And it's all stems from being double-minded. And when we talk about all this, if you go back last week and listen to Wednesday night Bible study, it'll all connect for you, because if you're just coming in now, then you may kind of be a little bit confused by it. But if you go back to last week with your archive, everything that we do here on this platform is archived, so you can always go back and listen to it, even if I'm moving a little too fast for you or even too slow for some people. You can always go back, speed it up, or slow it down. So at this time, we're going to take any questions. If you have any comments or questions at this time, Pastor Manny, do you have any questions or comments? You okay? All right. If you do, I don't want to just open up anybody's line. If you do, press 1, and we'd like to hear from you if you have any questions or comments at this time. Amen. So I'll give you all time to, amen. All right. I guess nobody has any questions or comments. I don't want to hold you all too long tonight. We were going to have a pre-recorded show, but we said no. We want to press on and press forward what God has for us to do and stay in position and so to get on. And so we're going to, when we come back here on next Wednesday, hallelujah, I will be Apostle Tawanika Chantel Manning. Amen. This Sunday we will be at the Church on the Rock on this Sunday. Starting tomorrow, I will be there all the way up into Sunday. We'll start in on tomorrow evening. I think at 6, I have to be there for intercessory prayer, and we're preparing for that for the remainder of the week. So I'm excited about what God is doing this season of our life. And no matter what it looked like, you all, the more we know, we're able to come against that. It's when we don't know and we try to figure out, well, what's going on? But when we know, that's why it's so important here in this time that we're studying spiritual warfare and deliverance, knowing how to be delivered from that and understand the root cause of it so we can uproot those things. Because if the enemy has a little way in, he's going to let everybody else in with him. So knowing is half the battle. I used to always say this when I was a kid. Knowing is half the battle. And I agree, because when you know what you're up against, you know how to prepare for that. You know how to come against that thing. People say, I fight fire with fire. No, you put fire with water and you put it out. I used to always wonder why people would say that. You fight fire with fire. The way to win that thing, you get some water, you put that thing out. Because you're going to end up burning more stuff if you do. If you fight fire with fire. All right.
Fire in the room, put
more
fire in the room, everything.
Everything you're doing. My Lord, my God. Quickly, quickly. Amen, amen. All right, so if no one has any questions or any comments, I mean, it don't have to be regarding the study on tonight or lesson tonight. If anybody has any questions or comments, we'd like to hear those from you, something that you may want to get off, something you want us to come into agreement and pray with you about on tonight, we'd love to do that. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just trust God. Keep your mind, keep your everything stayed on Jesus. Amen. Stay focused on the Word of God, what the Word of God is saying. The world going to try to speak to you in many kind of ways to deceive you. That's what the enemy is supposed to do. Wherever God is at, where the enemy is too. So just like my husband was telling his mom the other day, you know, God wants to use you, and I said, and the devil does too. So understand that. The devil is looking to use you just like God is. Amen. But God gets all the glory. Hallelujah. Don't give the devil no credit. Amen. Well, God bless everyone. If we don't have any questions or comments, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this Wednesday night Bible study a little bit early, you all. And when we come back on next Wednesday, we're going to continue. We're going to talk about the spirit that manifests through double-minded personality. You got some people that are like that. They'll be one way one minute and the next. And believe it or not, some of them don't even realize or recognize that they're operating that way. But some people do, and they're okay with it. They'll tell you, oh, it's two of me. I got the good and I got the bad side. And they're okay with that. And it's important that they learn, they understand that's not a good thing. You want to be delivered from that, to be delivered. But believe it or not, some people, they're okay with being double-minded, operating that way. And they'll tell you, I'm crazy, I'll be good to you, but the next minute I will be something else. And you just got to accept me for who I am. No. We as Christians, we in the body of Christ should not be okay with operating with a double mind. Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Father God, we thank you for one more time, Father God, that you allowed us to come to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For your word said that one man sharpens another. Is that right? Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. So we come to be sharpened on today, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we leave this call, but never your presence. Lord, we ask that you bless all, hallelujah, that's on the line today, their homes and all that they have and all that they will have. Father God, we ask that you make a way out of no way. There seems to be no way for your children right now, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just move mighty, oh God, in our lives, oh God, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that we have a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, let your face shine upon us and bless all that's here in service on today, amen. And let us receive favor from you, oh God, all the days of our life. Continue favor, continue blessings, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask, oh God, that your hedge of protection be around us right now, and our family members and loved ones, or preparations or penetration to these hedges of protection. And as we sleep on tonight, Lord God, let healing come to our bodies and restoration, oh God. Let peace come to our mind. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you, Evangelist Kim, once again for that sermon on Sunday. And we thank God for you and your family. God bless Sister Dillard, Sister Connie, and everybody else. God bless you. Take care.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,